Delcy from Unicorn Youth. It's a pleasure having you on The Informer.
Thanks for having me.
Delcy, something's happened today, and it so happens that a lot of our episode was based around how people are perceived on social media. This has just come to our attention in the last few hours, or in the last hour, actually. Would you like to talk us through what's happened?
Well, it was about half an hour ago, I just sent a message saying that a Facebook group for mums had posted some pictures of me because I am one of, well, I am the event manager for Minus 18, and they then said that it wasn't suitable that I was running parties for young people and just started to, I suppose, defame me online and post pictures of me without my consent. Yeah, and I also run parties for over 18-year-olds in the queer community, and they use the posters, pictures from those parties, but said they were for the underage parties, which is not correct.
So basically what's happened, this online presence, we'll call her, political posting mama or politically posting mama, I don't even want to get her name right so that no one goes to see her page. She has taken some photos from your personal page and said that this is what goes down at Minus 18 parties. So let's talk about the great work that Minus 18 do and why this person might want to bring down Minus 18.
So Minus 18 is a youth-led organisation which aims to support queer young people through workshops, social events and dance parties and the queer formal, which you've probably heard of that happens in Melbourne and Adelaide and hopefully Sydney. Yeah, so we are a not-for-profit charity and my role there is to organise the parties. But yeah, they've been running for 18 years now and been doing great work to support young people. And it's one of the only queer youth orgs which aims to foster inclusion through parties and dance parties outside of just workshops and like discussion groups.
So this is, like we said, it's kind of fresh news. How are you feeling? What's it like to see someone posting sort of flat-out lies made about you and then with supported photos and basically directing their audience to your page? How are you feeling right now?
Oh, I feel really weird. I feel concerned about obviously what people are saying, and I read the comments, which wasn't a good idea, and a lot of them are just personal attacks at me. There's some transphobic comments on there. I'm not actually a trans identifying person, but I know if I was trans and reading those comments that they'd be pretty hurtful. There's a lot of connections being made to safe schools, which has nothing to do with anything that I do, but it's obviously really hard to see them defaming safe schools as well. But yeah, I don't know. It's really upsetting because it's hard to control, and I don't know whether to like talk to them about it and talk to them about the work I do with young people, or if it's better to just leave it. It feels like high school bullying, really.
Well, it really does, and it's almost exactly going against what safe schools is all about, creating a nurturing safe environment for students. Instead, it's sort of perpetuating hate. Safe schools has become a target for people that are fearful of, I don't know, new government, new ideas. Do you think that's why they've linked safe schools in with your posts?
I think that people like this take any opportunity to draw tangents. So they, just like when we were talking about marriage equality, they start to link it to sex education in schools and stuff that is not actually connected to whether marriage equality goes through and is passed. So I think they kind of, yeah, they make all these tangents that might not actually be relevant. And if they did their research, they'd actually know what a Minus 18 party looks like, and it's so safe and inclusive. And I put so much hard work into making this space really wonderful for young people, and there's so many cute activities and things that are fostering great friendships and support for these people, but they're choosing to not look into the facts, or they do know the facts and they're just misconstruing the truth to try and paint a negative picture of people like me who work really hard to support queer youth.
It must be disappointing, particularly when every day your job is to make sure that queer youth are okay, and then you see this kind of backlash sort of try to, like you said, defame or take everything down that you've been working towards.
Yeah, like my whole life is dedicated to supporting queer young people, whether that's through like the radio show Unicorn Youth or my role as a high school teacher or creating these safe spaces for queer young people through Minus 18. So it's pretty heartbreaking actually that I spend nearly my whole life working on supporting the queer community. I work like 7 days a week. But I suppose you can't control how other people feel about you and the work you do, and people are going to be anti-queer and they're going to look for reasons to attack you. And a picture of me in a mesh top was their reason.
I don't know. Yeah, it's a hard one. it's kind of like, okay, so where, as someone who does have some sort of a public profile to do with LGBT youth, what, I mean, I know it's only just happened, but what do you do now?
It's a hard one. I spoke to people at minus 18 about what they thought the correct strategy was, because my initial reaction was I wanted to educate these people. I wanted to write in the comments or send a personal message to this political mama and explain to them the work that I actually do, and maybe they could look into some actual photos of kids at minus 18 and see what a great vibe it has. But I'm told it's just going to add fuel to the fire, so just to leave it. I've also been told a cool strategy is, and I actually found this out from people at Project Rocket who work hard to combat online bullying in schools, but I think the strategies can still apply to adults for sure. But they said to get as many friends as you can who want to support you, just to say something nice about you in the comments, so you're not fueling the fire with anger and hate, but you're just trying to say, you know, this is the good work that this person has done. And we're not going to change their minds, but it might be a way to kind of diffuse the situation if they knew that not everyone was on board with their opinion.
Well, sorry we've had to go through it today. And Delcy, thanks for coming on The Informer to talk to us about it.
Yeah, sorry. Thanks for chatting.